Hello.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
How are you?
Thursday already. I said Thursday already.
I thought you said I'm thirsty.
Oh, that too. No.
Don't be thirsty.
Thursday. No, I always have a drink. I'm a drinker.
Midnight smoker.
No, that's a smoky. Oh.
Well.
Oh, what's going on?
I'm going to edit a vlog, but I'm just tired.
Oh. Well.
Work really takes on to you.
Yeah. And then you stay up late. Got to go to bed early.
But then when will I work? On my vlog?
Oh, I don't know. You sleep 8 hours?
Yeah.
Well, you should be good then.
Yeah, you just gotta like push through.
You can do it.
Well, let's talk about The Bachelor.
Okay. It was so good.
It was so good. I have new favorites. So, not for myself. I still stand by who I like for myself.
Who's that?
But I have...
misogynist?
Yeah, the misogynist. I picked Jed, Tyler, and the white pants for her. What's his name? Luke.
Wait, say it again? You kind of cut out there.
Jed?
Yeah.
Tyler, the one who got the misogynist.
Oh, yeah.
And the white pants. Also Luke.
That's for you?
No, that's for her.
There's two Lukes on there?
Yeah, that's why the crazy one is Luke P.
Oh. Well, who's the other one? I'll have to look it up.
He's the one that almost looks like he might have the beginning of a mullet. He's the one that talked about Alabama football with her and running up the tunnel last week.
No, his name's Tyler.
So there's two Tylers.
He's the construction guy that did the dance on the first show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Tyler. His name's not. So then what's the misogynist's name?
Tyler. There were two Tylers.
There's two Lukes for sure.
Yeah, but...
Let me just go to my resources.
Yeah, check your resources, but I...
Yeah, so I think now... For sure, she's picking Peter the Pilot.
Yeah, Peter the Pilot. I wish you would pick Garrett the Golfer, because I still like him.
She's never even talked to him.
No, but the outtakes are the very end. She was playing and laughing with him when they were waxing him so he could look like the dog in the photo shoot. The hairless dog.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It was very cute. I thought they had a cute little thing going. The editing is crazy. So, obviously, you never know. She might pick him and keep picking him to the end like Colton did whatever her name is, because she never said two words until he jumped the fence for her.
Who?
The one he picked. What's her name? Can't remember.
The one? Colton. She did, too, like him.
What's her name?
She did too like him.
They never showed her on a date until the almost.
Oh, you mean Silent Hannah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No,
so you're not...
No, I'm talking about the one he picked. What's her name? Colton and what?
The blonde girl?
Yes, they never. I mean, you never knew who she was in the house.
Well,
she wasn't
drama. Yeah, remember he was obsessed with her, and they were naked on the making out on the island. He liked her from the very beginning. I knew he was picking.
Well, I think the producers had a lot to do with not showing her because she cannot say a full sentence without sounding like a second grader. So,
yeah.
I don't know if Garrett the golfer, well, a similar situation.
There, Luke P is the crazy one, and Luke S is the one that looks like a dweeb.
Is he the one with the curly hair?
Yeah.
He kind of curly little, like Nick.
Yeah. Yeah, but.
You know who he reminds me of? Is Wells with curly hair. He's,
oh, Wells is better.
But he's a slim guy that kind of is smart.
Well, I really liked the episode. I date with Connor while she was sick was really weird.
It was disgusting. Especially he
I've literally been on that date. Okay, when I talk, so you go.
What?
Are we still on?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what you're telling me.
I said I can't hear you if we're both talking at the same time. It like doesn't go. So what?
I said he walked in and immediately went and kissed her on the mouth. Actually,
he walked in and she immediately kissed him on the mouth.
Still gross.
Yeah, but I didn't think that he was going to do that.
Oh.
And because she goes ages after she did it. But I feel like I've been on that date when I was 18 years old. That with the same conversations and the whole sticky note. I thought it was
very immature and basic.
Yeah, so he's got to go. I did Cam, and thank God Cam is gone. Cam is not even a good villain.
No, he was, like, ridiculous. There was no way. I mean, I think it makes her seem more authentic that she got rid of him because in past bachelorettes, they keep the ridiculous one way too long. And it just seems pre-planned. This one, I think she caught on to him and let him go same night.
Yeah. And then Peter,
go ahead. I want to say one more thing about Cam.
What?
Mike told her that Cam said, "I am going to play the pity card." Did he actually say those words, or did the producers edit that out? Because it seemed like Mike ratted him out a little bit harder than what he said.
Yeah, I don't think he said that he was going to play the pity card, but he did write everybody saying, if this is my last night, thanks for being my friend or something.
Yeah.
But
why? I mean, it seemed like Mike told a little exaggeration lie there.
Yeah.
I don't think he said, I'm going to give her a pity story so I could get the pity rose. He never said those words.
Those words, yeah. He just said, I'm going to tell her this.
And he said, I want to tell you guys that I have to tell her my story. So I would like to go first.
Yeah.
That's what that
well,
was.
Well, I absolutely loved when Mike shut him down so hard.
Yeah.
Like, well, straight up was like, I'll come get you when I'm done.
Yeah. He wasn't even moving. He couldn't stand it.
Yeah. But the... with Peter the pilot, or the time with Peter the pilot, I think they make a perfect match.
They match. Like, yeah.
Dork.
They match. They sure do. Now,
like,
who had the date where they had to, like, dance in front of the singer just awkwardly, like, every Bachelorette third episode?
Who was it with him?
I don't remember. Or was it with Connor? Because she went to get Connor.
Because she went back. Yeah, it was Connor.
so awkward.
Connor was the only one with a one-on-one, I think.
Okay, let's slow dance in front of this band with nobody else in the room.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they always have that, like, third or fourth episode.
Did you know Connor's from Dallas?
A lot of them are from Dallas.
And he has no upper...
Yeah, he just looks like he's still in college. I can't imagine. They need to up it. They need to, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think that should be the minimum. I think they should start at 30. I mean, they've got all these immature, I mean, like Demi. That chick still looks like she's a senior running around Texas State. And then he's back in the show again. Why do we need
her to speak? Are they? What are they doing with that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
I don't like
what
it.
What about Luke P and his breakdown?
He's psycho, man. I would be really nervous if I was her. He is.
Yeah, like
really unstable.
He would show up at your house at like midnight, and you'd be like, "What are you doing here?" And he'd be like, "Silence." Like, what? Get out. And she's like, "But I love you." And you're like, "Ah!
I'm watching you sleep."
Yeah, exactly. I don't blink.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's, I don't think he's acting. He's real.
No, I think he's actually that weird.
Yeah. I would love to know what his past girlfriends have to say. And that's my thing with the Tyler G. I don't know. I hope they have some real hard evidence, because people will come on and say all kinds of crazy crap about you. And just somebody,
it must be.
I used to date him and he was mean to me.
Well, if that's the case, they usually bring that the girlfriend. So must be like an actual case.
But there's nothing in-depth written about it. There's nothing. It's like, just like she said, "Well, I found out some stuff about Tyler and he had to go. So what are we going to do today?" And it's like, what?
Maybe trial or something.
Yeah, maybe they have a gag order they can't talk.
Remember, was it Becca's boyfriend, ex-boyfriend came back?
Yeah, like for 8 years she dated that guy. That was good. I like that.
Yeah, so if it would have been something like that, they would have just brought her on and then had Demi like fight her or something.
I don't know. I think that would be better.
Tyler C, the contractor.
Uh-huh.
There's something. He's like, he's a skeez. He's not creepy. He's not creepy like Luke, but he's like he'd be like bada bing bada boom.
I like him. I like watching him, but yeah, you're right. It's like, can you really have an conversation?
Act.
Yeah. It's like he's got his lines, you know. "Hey, I want to be with you. I've been missing you." Or yeah. Go ahead.
He's like that person that you see and you'd be like, "How's your day?" And he's like, "Living the dream."
Yes. Yes. Just all lines. He doesn't seem very deep. But he is a dancer. He's almost got his degree in dance. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm pulling for Peter now. Peter's the winner to me.
Well, I think it's going to be Peter, Jed. I don't know how long Luke P is going to stay around. She keeps keeping him around, though.
I feel like Connor might last a while because she had that date with him.
Yeah. And I know from previews, she does something with Mike because he has a big towel around her. I think Mike needs to be the next Bachelor.
I would love it.
I don't think they've ever had a black male. And just think of the action in the house. Oh, man, it'd be so good.
Yeah, I think it would be really good.
So I hope he stays around long enough to get that invite, because I don't want to see another guy. Yeah. You know, like if it's going to be, okay, she'll bring, let's say she brings Jed. Let's say she brings Peter the pilot. Let's say even Luke P. I don't want to see none of those as a bachelor.
No.
I mean.
You know, like Joey. Is he still on?
Yeah, I think so.
He's 33. He's old.
Well, I think that's about right for a man. Or 30. They should not be 24 and going on.
But she's 24.
But still, it's different for a man and a woman. And she needs to be older, too.
Exactly. But you really think that he should marry a 24-year-old?
Probably not. You're right.
About too much.
That. Yeah.
Maybe 43 and 33. But yeah. 33 and 24? No.
Yeah. You're right about that.
Well, let's move on. We love The Bachelorette. It's great. It's great.
Yes, it's much, much to my surprise. I knew I was going to watch it no matter what. You have some crow to eat. But anyway, you said you hate it.
I have said time and time again that she is gaining my respect. Thank you, producers, for making her change her personality.
She had a personality change before they put her on.
I mean, if anybody watched Colton season and is watching now, they will agree. And I've gotten a lot of feedback on my Instagram story saying the same things.
Maybe it was the editing.
Probably. Get her every time she acts like Taylor Swift. Heard it.
Yeah, and get her to fight with Kaylin. Get her to look like, you know, the stupid girl. Whatever.
Cassie.
No, it was Kaylin. She kept fighting with Kaylin. They were the two Miss Americas.
Yeah, remember her name was Cassie.
Oh, Cassie. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
That's what her name was. No, because every time you talk, it zones out like you're in a...
I know. That's what it sounds like on you. Well.
Dang, Spotify.
Just... Every time you're done with a sentence, wait 2 seconds before the next person speaks.
Okay. All right.
It's going to be like in a court of law. All right.
Okay.
How about Summer House?
Sammy. Summer House is getting a little mundane.
Yeah, I have quit making my dick a big deal.
I agree with him. Why are they so concerned about him? Part of the show? I mean, yeah, he's a liar and he's funny about it, but they got to pull him outside and have a talk.
Well, he brought it up.
But I mean, you got to bring him outside and have a talk about it? Just blow him off? Be like, man, you're stupid.
I don't know. Yeah, Kyle and Amanda.
Same old shit. Kyle's back to being drunk. Same old shit.
Yeah, she said, Kyle, you haven't even had breakfast yet.
Yeah, that's what she should be concerned about, not the cheating. And nobody seems to think that that's a problem.
Yeah.
How about the horse play in the house montage? That happened twice.
Everybody's like jumping on each other and
yes, and like it's fast motion and it's in this room and in that room and this room. It's like I don't know what is that about.
I mean, I did think that was kind of weird.
I mean, do you just like go somewhere and then jump on friends' backs and stuff? I mean,
I put that Carl and Lindsay maybe should date.
Oh no, she would eat him up.
Well, they sure do like to horseplay.
Yeah, they do. And she likes his mom.
Yeah. Well, what did you think about Carl's blonde girl?
Carl what?
Carl's blonde girlfriend.
I thought she was very plain. The picture that they showed of him with her at the wedding, she looked like really pretty, but she looked really plain and... I don't know. I thought it was just, she didn't really say anything, did she? Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello?
There you are.
Technical difficulties.
Could you hear me saying hello?
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't hear you at all.
I'm here?
No. It was just complete silence. So,
well,
what about
we'll just pretend like the first we'll just pretend like the first 20 minutes of this podcast didn't happen.
Oh, did we lose it?
Maybe. Okay, what were you asking? Oh yeah,
start over.
Girlfriend on. You can't start over.
Well, we can. Do you have to publish the first one?
I guess. I mean, it's. I ended it. It's okay. Let's just keep talking about Summer House.
Yeah.
Might just void podcast 1.35.
Yeah, I hate Carl in his white pants. It is the most unattractive feminine thing to me, and I just hate that he does that. Just,
well, what color pants are you supposed to wear at the beach?
Side note. Well, get you a pair of white shorts. I mean, do you have to wear the skin tight jeans? It just doesn't look attractive at all. And against his hairy ankles, because he's not wearing you know, he's got hair on every one of his toes. He's a hairy guy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then having the Vanderpump people there, Stassi and Bo and Katie and Tom, it just seemed forced. I don't know. And then Tom has to go to the hospital because his butthole is broken.
Yeah, I did think that was weird. I was like, what's wrong with his butthole?
I mean, yeah. So it's like, I don't know. That just kind of whole thing was kind of forced. It wasn't a very organic thing. And then, I don't know. And Paige, I don't know. They just kind of hit a little snag to me this week. It wasn't all that.
If I have to see Kyle cry one more time.
Well, it's because he's drunk. He's going to cry.
True.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Southern Charm.
Oh, Southern Charm. That's another one.
You don't like it anymore?
Yes, but it's like everybody. I guess that's just what you have to do when you're in these shows. You have to butt into other people's business.
Well, duh. What else will the show be about?
But there's certain ways to go about it. Like, Catherine doesn't butt into other people's business. She makes her own stuff. Shep's got nothing going on. So he has to be either on Craig's butt about something or Austin's butt about something. Now they're doing an intervention because he's just got this crazy obsession with Austin and his girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, I have I think
I wrote one down.
The house cat.
I knew you were going to write that down. So
it's true.
Cuz he said you're not a cat person. You don't need a house. Are they talking about her boyfriend, I guess?
Yeah. She said he's a man.
Yeah, you don't need a cat. Yeah, Austin is a house cat.
Yeah. I love her dad. I think it's cute, them together.
Yeah. And they look alike.
And she talks like this.
Daddy. Oh, my daddy and my dog and my boyfriend signed a contract, and she's dip. I love it.
But she also, whistles a little bit. She's like, Austin has this new girlfriend. She does. Doesn't
Madison.
She? Yeah. She's like, Daddy, we come over and get my dog. Well, what do we think about all the boyfriends? Catherine has a friend.
I mean, she said, I think I have a type.
Yeah. Crook.
Politician, crook, cheater. You win. That's hilarious.
And again with the parted hair all the way.
And she keeps messing with it. Like, she cannot, like, she keeps moving it around. Like, it's like, if you're going to keep messing with it, put it in the right place. I mean.
Yeah.
But.
Well.
Did he buy her the apartment and the Rolls Royce? I mean, that's pretty much what they insinuated.
Yeah.
Because Ravenel's rich, but Ravenel's never given her any money. She's always living in a poor apartment.
And he's in jail.
All right. I don't know. Well, but she was on Watch What Happens Live, and that is not her boyfriend right now. So I don't want to be
a spoiler. She's the country singer, right?
Yeah, he's a country singer, and he's her age. Imagine that.
Well, isn't the other blonde girl that's super ugly dating a country singer too? Gentry?
Is he a country singer?
I thought so. That's texting on Instagram.
Yeah, but I didn't know he was a singer.
Oh, maybe I
missed that.
Maybe he's just a cowboy? I don't know.
Maybe it's just he has a country name. Like, he should be a country singer, Gentry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that blonde girl is the ugliest girl on TV.
What's her name? How come I can't remember people's names?
Courtney or no. Chloe?
No.
Dang it. Something basic like that.
Yeah.
She's so ugly.
She is. And it's her chiclet teeth, I think. I mean, I hate to be so critical because not everyone can be as beautiful as us, but.
All right. Yeah, but. No.
But when she first started on the show, she was more attractive. She has gotten, she's letting herself go a little bit. I don't know how.
I think Austin's girlfriend is very pretty.
I think
she has a little bit of a resting bitch face.
I think she's really pretty. She's pretty, a pretty face.
Yeah, she looks sweet. But well, what about Naomi's boyfriend?
Well, just ask Cam. She just about jumped on top of his head.
For real?
I mean, that was a little excessive. Come on.
Yeah.
How embarrassing. And Naomi was like, what?
Yeah, she's like, sorry, Jason. He's exotic and fit and a doctor.
Yeah. Well, he's a doctor. her husband's a doctor. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, I did my own research and looked on Naomi's boyfriend. What's his name? Matul?
It's a weird Matul. Name, yeah. Yeah.
It's Matul. I looked at his Instagram, and he 100% does not like Naomi.
Oh, really? How do you know?
And just the vibe. I don't know. Maybe he's just, like, it showed in that first thing, but to it'd be like, she come here. Or she actually wasn't drunk, LOL, for once. Or something like, that's how all the posts were.
Oh. Well, I think he's probably just frig. Yeah. Yeah.
But he did get off of his nap to come to her lunch for her parents' restaurant. So.
Right. The food did not look good. I was disappointed in the spread. But anyway. Well,
I like that Naomi works at her parents' restaurant for them.
Yeah. And they're just nice. On a trip. I like it too.
I thought that was very nice.
And she has her online, is it like a retail clothing store?
I think so, but they're always filling orders. Like, are they making it in that place?
Yeah. Is that how that works? I mean,
I
don't know.
Usually
how it works, have an online store.
Well, I would hope you would have like a fact.
But you have to store the product somewhere to be able to ship it out.
Well, that's why people have factories.
Yeah, and warehouses. That looks like a very small little office.
Yeah.
Where are they keeping all this stuff?
I don't know. But I thought it was a great episode. I love the repeat Snapchat video of Madison catching in a three-way.
And he says, "You're crazy." I love that. Yeah. Typical. So typical. Make the girl seem crazy when you're the one that screwed up. Of course she's crazy. She just caught you in a threesome.
And his shoulders. He is crazy. His shoulders are all slanted down.
Did you see the quick snap of Shep getting in the shower?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
And now he's getting a dog.
And had to call his mom. I mean, he's a 40-year-old man. Mom, you're going to be so mad at me. It's like, what was that 5-minute scene about? I mean.
They needed some content.
Yeah, he got nothing. I mean, now, okay, go and get involved in your friend Austin's love life. Go do something else. I don't know.
He was more interesting when he had a bunch of hoes.
Yeah, now he's not even interested in that. He's too dang lazy. I don't know. Well, and then Cam had her conversation with her mom about being a mom. And I don't know. You know, she can't stay home. She would go crazy. I don't know. Anyway, I never liked her that much. But what else?
That's all. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Okay, I watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, good. I didn't watch it. What happened?
Kyle's ass. Did you see?
I didn't watch it. What happened?
She has been doing some functional training. That's all I have to say.
She looks good.
She looks so good. So, Sarah's birthday, it's her 30th birthday on Halloween. So, they always have a Halloween party. Oh. So, she's dressed as a Playboy bunny, and Mauricio is Hugh Hefner.
Wow.
But I do have one thing to say, and cover your virgin ears, okay? So she has on the fishnets, you know, the black leotard bustier is what she has on. She has the bunny tail and the bunny ears and all the typical with the collar. And so she puts on the leotard and she breaks the zipper. So it's attached at the top but open at the bottom, you know, breaks the zipper. Yeah. So she's freaking out and she's like, has to go get her a new one. So he goes to, I don't know, Frederick's of Hollywood and gets her a new one and is coming back. And so he brings it upstairs. You know, the people are at the party already. So she's like, hurry, hurry. So she gets, daughters are still getting ready too, which that's a whole nother story. They're all not nearly as hot as Kyle. I'm like, what the heck?
They all look like him.
So she has her leotard, zipper close at the top, open at the bottom. And she goes, well, I got to get out of it. I can't get out of it. I can't fix it. And so Mauricio's in the bathroom and he goes, I can help you. Or he goes, I can get you out of it. And the daughter goes, ew. And she goes, Mauricio, he goes, Mauricio, do not mess it up, because what if this is the wrong side? Like, try and undo the zipper and fix it. And he just goes behind her and rips it open, like with his bare hands, just rips it open and it like pops off of her. And she goes, ah! And like, I was like, he goes, there you go. I told you I could get it off. And I was like, whoa. Now that's a man. No wonder they have so many kids.
That ain't no PK.
No. And the daughter was just standing there, like, looking at her because her boobs, like, came out. He, like, ripped it off.
There you go. Well, I need to watch it.
Yeah, I wrote, Mauricio, hot with the Leo snap.
He's... Cool.
Yeah,
I need to watch it.
But she looks so good. And so, as far as the drama goes, they're all, you know, they're already at the Halloween party. Everybody's dressed up. Lisa Rinna comes dressed up as Erica Jane, and she's in character as Erica Jane.
I saw it on the previews.
She does a great impression of Erica Jane the whole time.
She what?
She stays in character the whole time.
Oh, okay, cool.
And so she keeps being Erica Jane, keeps being like, Erica, come on, Erica. And she's like, all right, bitch, let's go. But the whole thing is, what's her name? Is there, what's her name? What's her name?
Oh, Kim.
Kim's there, and they're fighting about the freaking bunny.
About the what?
The bunny.
Oh, still?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
So that was the drama there. And
so who's fighting about the bunny? Lisa Rinna and Kim?
Yeah, they were the ones that were fighting about the bunny, remember?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, and so they pan to Denise, and my other quote of the line of the night is Denise says, I'm clueless all the time, because she has no idea what they're fighting about.
Yeah. Yeah, she always says that little giggle. It's like,
I thought it was hilarious. The editing was hilarious. Yeah, you mean clueless all the time.
Yeah. You got another drink? I need another drink. Well, was Camille there?
That was pretty much. Yeah, and Camille, now Dorit's mad at Camille because she found out that she said that she had hairs on the back of her neck stand up. Because Lisa Rinna told her.
Damn Lisa. She can't keep her mouth shut.
Yeah. So that'll be next week that they fight about that. Because they're saving it. It's Portia's birthday. I mean, Farrah's birthday.
Farrah's pretty, right? Did they show her? They don't show her that often, but she looks like her dad, too. None of the kids look like Kyle.
They showed a picture, of course, when Kyle had Farrah. And Kyle's nose job is top notch.
Oh, she's had a lot of stuff done.
Because that picture of 30 years ago when Farrah was... Something to be said.
I need to go and watch it.
So it was a great episode.
Because Farrah looks like her dad. Because they showed her dad... When she graduated college, they had a party, and her dad and Kyle says, you know, I've always stayed close to, we got married way too young, and then I always stayed close with him. We're good friends, and she looks exactly like him. And then here she has these other little unibrow kids that all look like Mauricio. So if only she'd have had a boy, it would have been good.
I know, for real.
So, no Lisa Vanderpump?
Nope.
Dang. They got no more drama on her.
No. That's why they had to move on to the bunny.
Yeah. When the heck is the end of this season? It's been going on a while. They need a reunion.
I don't know. Shall we talk about New York?
I love New York. New York's my favorite right now. They are in the fabulous place.
Man,
what
the house?
I know, and the location on the peninsula, on the Gulf with the infinity pool. I mean, it's fabulous.
Yeah, the whole drama about the rooms is.
Yeah, I know, and it's like, who's gonna stay? I mean, every room was better than the next. It's not like staying at Dorinda's house. And she said that.
Yeah.
There's no fish room here.
Yeah.
I love Dorinda.
Well, how about drunk Sonia in the closet with, what's his name? Taj.
Well, first of all, I don't think she's drunk. I mean, Luann is dead on. That woman is taking something else besides alcohol. I mean, she's insane. She's not slurring her words. It's a drug as well, mixed with the alcohol.
Well.
So yeah, that was pretty funny. And then she was gonna pee in that tub. Come on. I mean, she's out of control. And then Dorinda was drunk. Now you could tell Dorinda was drunk. Dorinda was on a
on crack. She was just drunk.
Quaaludes.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
I don't think they make Quaaludes anymore.
She was on Molly's or uppers. I don't
know. Tinsley, they kicked Tinsley out the car.
Yes, and then they didn't. Then Ramona didn't want to invite Barbara to go out. How?
Oh my gosh, that was hilarious.
So awkward. What's wrong with Barbara? I mean, just to have the person to go out. I mean, they're staying in the same house.
Ramona is,
but very... she's gonna. Tinsley. I mean, it seemed like Ramona wants all the men for herself. She needs to leave Tinsley home and take Barbara.
True. Babs.
The men are not going to want Barbara over Ramona, but they're going to want Tinsley instead of Ramona.
Yeah, agree.
But, yeah. So, and then, how about Bethany? That dress was gorgeous that she had on.
I don't know if I recall.
It was kind of...
little
kind of gauzy with blue appliques on it, but it was clear, like see-through, and then it had a spaghetti strap underneath. It just really looked pretty. It was just a pretty dress. But yeah,
well, Bethany going off on,
oh yeah, it's like I came in here to talk, not to listen. You're gonna listen. But it's like, what's the deal with, like, okay, so you have to go home right now? Why do you have to go home? I mean, you just got here. It's like, get off my jock, man. I mean.
Yeah. Well, with the whole Giovanni.
Yeah. What was that about? I kind of missed that.
Skit.
She's presenting Dorinda an award or something in her show?
As part of her bit, she's going to present her an award for her Giovanni because she never for her wearing Giovanni.
Dorinda's going to sue her ass.
Yeah.
So I can do whatever I want. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Luann.
Money can't buy you.
They say cabaret one more time.
Yeah. She said, life is not a cabaret. Bethany.
What was the Christmas song she was singing right at the beginning in rehearsal? It was horrible.
Yeah.
How can those people sit in that room and think this is insane that she is so successful?
Yeah. Well, I love that Sonia came to the rehearsal and was so annoying.
I know, and just kind of took over and wouldn't shut up. They were trying to send her out in the hall to rehearse her lines.
Yeah. Is she a part of the show?
No, they said she didn't have any lines. And then the other one said, oh, yeah, she does. Like, quiet.
That's funny.
I know.
Money can buy you class.
Did you see Tinsley's Louis Vuitton luggage?
Yes.
That's amazing. You think it's faux? You think it's a fooey?
No, it's not a Louis Vuitton. Scott bought her that. He said, I don't want to see you. Just buy yourself a luggage.
Yeah, I'm not coming in this week. Don't call me, but go ahead and buy yourself a suitcase.
Yeah. Treat yourself.
I have a quote, and I don't know if you know it. You might be too little. But Luann said that Sonia was already three sheets to the wind. Have you ever heard that expression?
No, I don't know what that means.
It means you're drunk. Three sheets to the wind. My mom used to say that all the time about my daddy. Three sheets to the wind.
What does that mean?
It means you're drunk. Drunk.
But like, what is three sheets?
I'm not sure how that relates to anything, but that's the expression. You're three sheets to the wind.
Hmm.
We might have to Google the meaning of it, but it means you're drunk because my mama used to say it all the time. And when Luann said it, I thought, oh my gosh, I haven't heard that in 100 years.
Well,
anyway, good times.
I did see that'll be for our older audience.
Well, it's something for you to know now. Now you know a new phrase. And when somebody
says it,
you will know. Or you could use it yourself.
And I'm sure I'll probably hear it like 3 times in the next week. I did see Ramona on Watch What Happens.
I did too.
And I think her and Craig might.
I don't know. He was acting like he was kind of grossed out by her. Well, she kept flirting with him, and she was kind of like backing off, you know.
Yeah, I think he's good looking if he wasn't so stupid.
Yeah, if he didn't make a pillow, he'd be good. But
yeah, especially with his scruff, and he's getting a little bit.
Go ahead.
What? Scruff, and he's getting a little bit older.
Yeah, and he's got it's not so much baby face. It's just think if he was a lawyer. I mean, how attractive would that be?
Way he could be a lawyer. He'd have insurance.
He could be a lawyer at a bank. Yeah.
Not like an arguing type.
No. He could be a lawyer at a title company and just draw up real estate documents. I mean, perfectly fine. A lawyer at the title company. He don't have to be OJ's lawyer, because that ain't gonna work.
Yeah. I just need to say I need to circle back.
Okay.
To Southern Charm.
Circle back.
Catherine hooked up with Whitney. Was that last week or this?
They were talking about it last week.
Okay. Different.
Yeah, and they never went into detail. Are you still there? Okay. They never went into detail. Whitney talked about it to Shep and Craig at that restaurant. He never said much about it. They all joked about it. She says at Chelsea's party to Cam and Naomi and the other blonde with chiclet teeth that, I slept with Whitney. And then nothing. It's just like, how did it happen? Why did it happen?
What were they doing?
I guess they thought, well, let's run with this story. And then they thought, nah, we're not going to run with that story. I don't know.
Interesting. Well, we have Below Deck coming for us next week.
I know. What a psych.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Well, it's supposed to be this week. And they just showed a bunch of seasons past clips.
Well, probably fine because we had way too much TV anyways. So no bigs.
It was Memorial Day. So we were trying to catch up from an extra Sunday. So.
Right. And then what do you think about Southern Charm Nolans? How they keep saying it on the previews.
Yeah, they're so dumb.
Why are they saying it like that?
Because they think that's how people talk, but they don't. It's New Orleans. Anyway, just so you know.
That's why I brought it up.
I wasn't a diehard fan, but it wasn't bad. And I like the places that they go. See, that's a big plus for me when watching these shows. I like this. It has to have an interesting setting, you know, like in New York or New Orleans had that. They did some swamp stuff. They did, all the French Quarter stuff. One of the characters is an ex Saints football player.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So it, I think it got potential. I might watch it more diligently this time.
All right. So, well, I'll see if I watch it. I gave up on the Mexican show.
Texicans, is that what it's called?
The Mexican show and the
Oh yeah, the Mexican was like true Mexico people in Mexico City.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were weird from the first episode. I didn't watch, but I like the San Antonio girls. I think they're funny. I like their style and their stories are interesting, and I think they all are truly connected as friends, and I like that it's not just random people. And I like their husbands because they show their husbands, you know. So I've been watching it. I like it. It's kind of the same storylines as everything else, so, except they do have a narrator, which makes it different. Like one of the ladies tells the story. Like she goes back and she goes, you know, everything would have been fine if blah, blah, blah would have just kept their mouth closed. But then look what happens now. And then they show the scene. Like there's somebody who, like one of them narrates the things. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. And I was like, not cutting it.
Well,
so, anything you're obsessed with?
Yes. I'm going to say this because probably nobody will understand it. And the people that would understand it are probably not listening. I really went to Louisiana last weekend for graduation. And I really got gypped out of my favorite donuts. And I'm obsessed because I got gypped. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say.
I think you need a life.
You don't understand. I know you understand. It's a place called Mesh's Donuts in Lafayette, and it is the best donut anywhere. I've never had a donut that tastes like it. It is just truly the best donut, and we were supposed to get some on Saturday morning. And somebody stopped at a grocery store and just picked up rando donuts to bring to.
I can't. Dad, you so bad to the bone.
What?
Oh.
I'm not bad. I feel gypped. I wanted Mesh's donuts and I got rando grocery store donuts.
Wow.
So I'm obsessed. It is what? Thursday? Yeah. Still, I'm not over it.
Do I need to check you into a hospital or?
I don't know. I'm even thinking I should try to order them online, but they're not going to be good. have to get them there.
Man.
I know, right?
Yow. All right.
But I did have wonderful seafood. We went to a restaurant on the levee of the Atchafalaya Basin. If you saw my Instagram, you saw a picture of an alligator swimming by our window at the restaurant. It was very cool. Did not eat alligator because I don't do that. But I had a crawfish dinner and it was muy bueno. So
wow. Great.
Yeah. So I'm obsessed with food right now.
Yeah.
Hungry.
Well, I know what I'm obsessed with.
Mm-hmm. What?
All right. I am obsessed with, well, I got re-obsessed with Gary Vee a little bit.
Oh,
circle
good.
Back. I'm back on Gary Vee, my Gary Vee streak. So obsessed with, like fitness, Instagrams, which I haven't really been before. I used fitness stuff, but I found a new YouTuber. His name is Christian Guzman, and he's from H-Town. He's from Houston, and he does competitions. He owns his own company. He owns his own gym. He owns his own vitamin or supplement line, and he's just – he looks like a young Mario Lopez, so I'm here for it. So if you like fitness, it's all about fitness. So if you're not into that, probably don't watch it, but – very good. It's right up my alley. He'll like
I'll have to check show, it out.
You know, it's 4 a.m. and he's vlogging and he's like drinking his water and he's like driving to the gym. It's just very relatable for me. I don't wake up at 4 a.m, but you know.
Yeah, just think how tired you would be.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it.
He must take naps.
Maybe. And he does 45 minutes of cardio on the Stairmaster every night at like 9 p.m.
Why? Why at the time? I mean.
Minutes?
No, like why at 9 o'clock?
Oh, because.
That's too late.
Yeah, that's when he gets home.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, 45 minutes on the Stairmaster is insane, but doing it at 9 o'clock is even worse.
Yeah.
That's Betty Bye time. Yeah. Or sit down and watch my shows time. I guess, just think how many shows we could watch on the Stairmaster. That's what we should do. We should watch our shows on the Stairmaster.
Yeah, if I could just watch my shows on my phone during the day, do a lot more.
Well, you are working, like, right?
Well, I have an entire hour of lunch. I could watch a show.
Well, why can't you? You can't download or stream or...
I don't know how to. I don't know how to download Bravo on my phone. I guess I could look into it.
And clicked on watch episodes, because I think you can do that. I don't know which one.
I think you have to buy it somehow.
Huh, you need to check that out.
Free, because then why would anybody have TV?
Well, but you're paying for the internet on your phone, just like you're paying for the cable on your TV. And what pays?
There's a catch.
Are the commercials?
Yeah, I'm not sure. There's a catch somewhere. Well, that's all I have. Do you have anything else?
An interesting conversation. No, I think I'm
all right.
I think I'm good.
I apologize for this audio because I'm not sure if any of it's going to be audible, but Anchor needs to get their shit together.
I know. Come on, Anchor.
Yeah. Well, follow me on Instagram, Lindsay R. Traha.
And follow me, Traha Home.
And don't forget, I do a Bachelor Live recap every Monday.
So hilarious. Thank you. Really should be on TV. You need to copy that and email it to everybody in TV.
Well, I've done a lot of that, so maybe somebody will reply.
Yeah, just takes one.
That's true. All right. So,
okay.
Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like. Thank you.
Nighty-nighty.
Bye.